Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025 edition. Again, Sioux Animal Hospital, if you're somewhat interested in perhaps having Dr. Jeff be your vet, even if you're downstate, get your records from your veterinarian, have them email them directly to Sioux Animal Hospital. The website is SiouxAnimalHospital.com, and the email is info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com. Send the records, have your vet email the records to Dr. Jeff. He'll look them over, and then you guys can talk on the phone and schedule an appointment. Highly, highly recommend him if your animal needs surgery. Dr. Jeff, number one, has done probably every type of surgery known to mankind on animals, number one. And number two, he is very fair in what he charges for surgery. He's a lot more competitive to save you guys a ton of money compared to your normal vet at your office. This is a Sioux Animal Hospital. Recovery. Any type of problems arise during the surgery, he's got the lasers to cauterize. He's got everything. So, again, highly, highly, highly recommend you consider making Dr. Jeff your vet for your animals, especially dogs, large breed, cows, horses. He can handle them all. Going to go to Lansing right now and, again, look at some, I guess you would call it reaction to basically what's going on with the budget, some of the things taking place. Well, before we get into the budget discussion, there's still people trying to say that President Donald Trump's tariffs are going to impact the state of Michigan's revenue, potential for businesses, companies to relocate here, and impact the economy, pushing us into a recession. Well, Chris Douglas, he's an economics professor at the University of Michigan, Flint, describing why some may feel like the country is on the right track economically, made quote of the day yesterday. The tariffs now are nowhere as severe as they were back in April of 2025 on Donald Trump's Liberation Day. So it's kind of like you're taking a mild beating compared to a severe beating. If your beating goes from severe to mild, you might end up saying, well, maybe things are on the right track. Kind of an interesting perspective. Why is this phone keep turning itself on? Settings, sounds, vibrate. Getting text messages. One of the things that the governor was trying to do was push the narrative that Donald Trump's tariffs was going to hurt Michigan's economy, was going to hurt her ability to attract businesses to come here. Well, it's amazing how this is all starting to play out, because now what's happening And I knew Donald Trump was going to do this. I know how he thinks. I read his book, The Art of the Deal, like 15 times when I was younger. The day he rolled it out, April 2nd, holding that chart up in the Rose Garden, where Brian Panabaker and his UAW auto workers for Trump were there, Trump asked Brian to get up and speak for a couple of minutes. When he held up that chart, I knew those numbers were excessively high. Everybody in the media freaked out. Countries freaked out. China, all these other countries looking at these potential tariff numbers all freaked out. Well, as those numbers came out, Donald Trump got people's attentions. The phone started ringing. These countries, Mr. President, can we come and meet with you to do a trade deal? Well, it's starting to play out that Donald Trump, as part of the art of the deal, you start high and negotiate from the high. You don't come out moderate or low tariffs. You announce huge tariffs. Everybody was freaking out. Well, as the phone started to ring, meetings started to take place, negotiations started from this high watermark levels that was on that chart. Donald Trump was willing to negotiate. What will you give us if we lower the tariffs on your products coming into the United States? Well, we have a lot of rare earth minerals. We have a lot of oil. We have a lot of this, that, or whatever. Donald Trump then negotiated to get the United States to receive some of those rare earth minerals. Oil, whatever it is they had to offer, and negotiate a reduction of the tariff. Well, it's starting to happen. And now there's a poll that came out along with this University of Economics professor, University of Michigan, Flint. Not as severe as we thought. Well, the poll, economics perception pertains to party politics. The famous phrase, it's the economy, stupid, coined by Democratic strategist James Carville in advising then President Bill Clinton back in 1992. Very simply meant, the economy largely drives politics. But a new poll shows that perhaps the opposite is now true based on people's political views, which are shaping how they see the economy. Recent Glengariff Group poll of Michigan residents found 75.8% say they're spending more on groceries. 68.1% say they're paying more for utilities. 52% believe good jobs are available. It's actually down 8.1% just since May. In May, it was 60.1%. However, opinions about the economy's direction very sharply depends on your political party affiliation. Glengariff founder Richard Zuba said, this is very much politics. Partisan affiliation is driving much of the responses that we're getting regarding the economy. Even if we admit we're paying more, there's a lot of people who are saying, we're doing just fine. Everything's okay. Even though they're paying more. Yes, there is definitely a disconnect. But that disconnect is now driven by partisan differences. Zuba added that in the past years, views of the economy trended to reflect which party was in power. But now it's not so much the party in power, but the individual's political affiliation. Republicans tend to be more optimistic, despite economic indicators not improving or staying the same. He also pointed to the numbers of Republicans shifting their views on tariffs to say that now they see no actual impact on the economics of the state of Michigan. I haven't noticed any, but according to Gretchen Whitmer, that's all she talks about. These tariffs are doing this, that, and the other to the state of Michigan. Sorry, Governor, I'm not seeing it. According to a Pew Research poll released on October 8th, just a couple of weeks ago, showed a dramatic flip in the economic outlook between 2024 and 2025. Again, pointing to partisan politics. At the 2023 Mackinac Island Policy Conference, journalist Fareed Zakaria observed the political views increasingly shaping economic opinions. Again, University of Michigan Flint economic professor Chris Douglas explained that strong partisanship based on views of policy, pretty interesting that independents' opinions are less partisan, but still are influenced by economic realities. He pointed to consumer sentiment data showing pessimism, with September's index lower than during the 2009 Great Recession. Douglas pointed to the University of Michigan surveys of consumer sentiment, which was the lowest, was at the lowest levels during the said 2009 Great Recession. To me, that says people are pretty pessimistic about the economy. However, the Glengariff poll recently just showed a major shift from independents. Between May of 2025 to now October 2025, 43.2% of independents are expecting the economy to grow. That's a 25.4% jump. Whoa. We'll finish this story up. Last segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about partisan politics starting to impact polling data about the economy. Douglas, one of the professors at University of Michigan Flint, said this could be due to the extreme fluctuations that is seen in the stock market, people's retirement accounts, and other indicators showing that the country is moving in the right direction, even though people are paying more for basic items. Food, groceries, electricity. Well, one of the things that is starting to trickle down is gas prices. Well below the $3 a gallon mark. Now, the push heading into winter, getting rid of the summer boutique fuels that the refineries have to produce through the summer months, all stop effectively on November 1st. That is going to cause the refineries to focus their supply just on the standard fuel grades and cause the prices to drop because supplies will increase. When the stock market goes up, independents tend to believe the economy is getting better, because it is the one indicator that is always in their face. Independents who invest in the stock market, have retirement accounts, 401ks, etc., do not respond to partisan politics. They don't care who's in office. Their retirement account is growing. Another analogy made by Douglas: consumers feel like things are getting better because of the market overall. Tariffs now are nowhere near as severe as they were the day they were announced back in April of 2025. So again, his quote of the day, it's kind of like you're taking a mild beating now compared to a severe beating. If your beating goes from severe to mild, you have a tendency to say, well, things must be on the right track. So, pretty interesting story how partisan politics now is starting to impact people's answers when polled about the economy. Pretty interesting. Well, we got a couple of things that I want to end this hour with to make sure you guys are aware of it. Not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th Congressional District Republican Youth and Liberty Mountain USA are hosting a life memorial for Charlie Kirk. The information about LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website for you to go to see all the information about the venue and to see the event. Now, the gates are going to open at noon for parking. Parking is $5 a vehicle. Admission to the event is absolutely free. So they'll have music playing. They'll have all kinds of things going on out there. You can take a tour of the facility if you'd like. Rob can put you on a little motorized ATV and take you around and show you the venue. 4 o'clock, they're going to have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 is the main memorial event. The whole day they'll be having music. 6:30, they'll have public speakers. And then they're going to end the night, Sunday night, November 2nd, with a huge fireworks display over the pond. Again, admission is free. And if you'd like this information, just text me Kirk, K-I-R-K. I have a flyer stored in my phone. I can send it to you, and you can get all the information there. See where Liberty Mountain USA is. The website, again, libertymountainusa.com. And it's a free event a week from Sunday night. So if you'd like the information, again, text me Kirk, and I'll send you the flyer. Also, one of our listeners, Michelle Durst, has taken it upon herself to rent a billboard in Sheboygan. It's near the M33 junction there south of town. It's a Lamar Lit at Night billboard. It's a picture of Charlie Kirk the day he was shot in his white Freedom T-shirt with his hand up pointing to the crowd. And it has this saying on it, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Charlie Kirk, 1993 to 2025. And she had to get somebody's name or Lamar would not allow it paid for it by. So she called me and asked me if I would be willing to be the sponsor of the billboard paid for by trucker Randy Bishop. I said, sure. She didn't want to put her name up there or any of her other friends or fear of retaliation. I said, I'm hated by so many liberals. Go ahead. So paid for by trucker Randy Bishop. If you'd like to donate, support the billboard. She's going to be moving it around different various locations in the wintertime. Text me billboard and I'll send you the picture of it and Michelle's phone number information. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you sick and